Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-pated fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden and T. Quiller, your hosts for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 171 of...
The Inexplicable Dumb Show.
I'm John Malden.
I'm T. Quillen. Yeah, this is an interesting week.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, first of all, let's talk about your show.
Oh, great. Okay.
Did it go well?
It went well, man. It was really surprising. Not that it went well. I don't want to stop that, but it was...
places not to insert a pause.
Not insert a pause, no. The reaction, I thought, was overwhelmingly positive, and not cool. That I think that people would hate it, but, you know, it's Greek theater, and it's, you know, right. The Parthenon.
Nobody was distracted by the big, huge
No, actually, you would be surprised how that kind of cements the audience's attention. You know, because
I mean,
yeah, I mean, because it is you're in essence doing Greek theater in a pagan temple. So,
nice.
You know, kind of
feel guilty, I guess. It's the Southern Baptist complex.
Yeah, right. Theater, Well, for them, we say it's culture.
Oh,
right.
I see. Okay. I'm
no religious aspect.
I'll let it out of the backward bastard or something.
Yeah, whatever.
So we're talking to Tom Penn this week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and he's a member of Atlantic Stage.
Uh huh.
And they get a lot of stuff going on.
Well, let's hear about it.
All right. Want to stay current with the Inexplicable Dumb Show?
It's quick and it's easy and it's free.
Click the subscribe button at inexplicabledumbshow.com
and you'll never have to miss an episode.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet. Yet I ask you to take time
to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play, in the gutter, of course.
Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
I got a really good friend of mine on the phone right now.
Really good friend.
Yeah. This is Tom Penn. We've talked to him before.
Oh, we have.
Yeah. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Now, would you concur that you're a really good friend of T. Quillen?
Since we're on air, yes.
Yeah, tape's rolling, Tom. No, longtime friend,
Just have to fact check.
Well,
you know.
I know. You're still trying to get the Fox News.
I'm trying
News
to get on
spot,
Fox yeah. News, yeah.
Yeah, well, let me know how that works out.
I have to dye my hair blonde.
Yeah, well, you know. Got to have that too. So anyway, Tom, with Atlantic Stage, managing director now? Is that your title?
I am. I'm the managing director.
Now, what exactly does a managing director do?
Handles all the money, which is great because it's only about 23 cents, so it's not hard at all.
So it's not too taxing.
Right. I count money and make sure that everybody gets paid and make sure that we're living up to the agreements that we have with various people like Actors Equity Association and Dramatists Play Service and all of those things. And I'm the one who sweats bullets wondering where the money's going to come from. And then it arrives and I dance with glee and then I write checks and it's all gone again.
Well, there you go. And such is life.
Exactly.
So you guys have got some pretty big news, though, at Atlantic Stage, though, right?
We
said you guys have got some pretty big news, though, there recently at Atlantic Stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you want to...
God's sake, don't tell us.
Well, no, nothing's going on here, really. Why'd you call?
Yeah.
We've got a lot going on, actually. We just started our second season. We're in, we just completed the second of our 3 weeks of a run of Proof. By David Auburn. It's going very well, brilliantly directed, really well acted show, and we're getting our audience sizes have doubled since last season already, which is great.
Awesome.
I'm just I talk with people every day because I'm, of course, here working box office and doing odds and ends, and I'm talking with our patrons every day, and they're confirming that there is indeed a place for professional theater here in Myrtle Beach, and we seem to be at the right place at the right time and doing the right thing. People are very excited about the quality of the work we're producing and simply about the fact that we're producing it.
Nice. And now the, I have to ask this question too, because you said that Proof was brilliantly acted and directed. Did you direct or are you in it?
Actually, no, I'm not.
Okay. So that's
a legitimate statement.
That's a legitimate statement. Then.
That's right. Just checking.
That's an official opinion. Okay, got it.
Right.
What managing director would say? Yeah, no, that's no. So. Whoa.
Yeah, this first show is a real stinker, but we're hoping that the second one will be good.
Yeah, well, now, Proof is in a brand spanking new theater too, right? Oh, sorry.
It is. That's really the biggest news. We have found ourselves in a very happy relationship with Coastal Carolina University here in Conway, South Carolina, which is close to Myrtle Beach. It's the Horry County seat, in fact, just in case you were wondering. They're in Conway, and we've partnered with them and with their Department of Theater in a new space that the university has just leased. And it was once an academy for the arts, sciences, and technology, and there was a theater space in here that was a long time ago an auto shop, but it was repurposed as a theater, and then we moved in and changed things around a bit. So we've got a brand spanking new 142-seat stadium seating house, and right now there's a back porch and a 650 square feet of sod on the set for Proof, and we'll transform it into a Christmas wonderland in a matter of weeks for Santaland Diaries, which is our second show.
Now, when you have sod on stage, how often do you have to water?
We water it every day. It's supposed to look dead and dried up and all of that, and it does, but the fire marshal has some issues with 650 square feet of dead sod on the stage. We should have challenged him to go ahead and light a match and drop it on the sod and see if it lit, but we didn't do that. We didn't want to upset the man. So,
well, yeah.
They don't tend to have a sense of humor.
They don't, particularly when it's dealing with fire hazards.
Well,
so, we're keeping it nice and safe, and we water it every day.
Cool. So you have to water your set. I love that.
Yeah. It's pretty neat, actually.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
They did that one time here at MTSU many years ago and kind of forgot the whole watering part. So by the second weekend, it was just a dust bowl in the little studio. They'd walk across the stage and dust.
Doing Grapes of Wrath?
It turned out that way.
Yeah.
We didn't start out there, but.
Right.
Grapes of Proof. Now there's an idea.
Grapes of Proof. There you go.
Yeah.
See? You stick with us long enough, man. We're going places. So the Proof is the debut show for the new theater, right?
It is. It's the first show that we've produced in this space. And we're so blessed really with this relationship. We hope that it continues and is fruitful for both entities for a long time to come. But we find ourselves as a startup theater just starting our second season. We find ourselves in a position where many startups have to work very, very hard to get, you know, they work for 5 or 6 years to have the kind of facilities and equipment that we've been able to get from the university as in-kind donations. So basically the university has sprung, or has dumped a lot of money into this space because we're sharing it with the theater department, who will also use it. And in return, we put the sweat equity into the space. We built a new deck on the stage floor, and we painted about 25,000 square feet of walls. And we're the grunt labor, and they write the checks.
Well,
it works out well for everybody.
Yeah, I was about to say that sounds like a pretty good Did you guys do you guys hire yourselves out for painting? Because I mean, that's a lot. You've probably gotten good at it after 25,000 square feet.
No, we are pretty good at it. But we don't have time to hire ourselves out anymore. So, we paint for ourselves. Sorry, we're pretty exclusive.
Well, you know, artists, you get to that point.
Temperamental.
You know,
yeah,
that's right. So if people want to come see Proof, when does it close?
It closes on the 22nd of November. It runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 7:30, and Sunday at 3 p.m. And we're at 979th Avenue North in Myrtle Beach. So right on the corner of the 17 Bypass and 79th Avenue.
Awesome. And the website?
Our website is atlanticstage.com.
Awesome.
And now, you can purchase tickets there, or you can call our number. It's a toll-free number, 877-287-8587.
Cool. Now let's talk a little bit about the Santaland Diaries just for a second, because I understand it's going to be a brilliantly acted show as well.
It is, and I will be acting in that, okay. And no one else will be. So
there you go.
Of course. It's going to be brilliantly acted. Yes.
No.
Right now we're in the process of rehearsing it, and I'm trying to, you know, get a good 50-minute monologue under my belt. It's
nice.
Happening. I find that I still have the mental capacity to do that kind of work, which is good. So.
Well, at your age, that's great. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, well, I just had to, you know.
All right,
the door.
All right, boys.
Whether or not I'll be physically able to make it onto the stage is one question, but I'll have those lines down.
There you go.
All right, go to your neutral corners.
All right, okay. All right. So, tickets for the show, obviously, for St. Alan Diaries can also be purchased at the website as well. What are the run dates for it?
The run dates, it opens on December 3rd, and it runs through December 20th. The first week is a Thursday through Saturday evening, 7:30 curtain, and the second and third weeks are Thursday through Saturday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday afternoons at 3.
Awesome. And who's directing it?
It's going to be directed by John Woodson, who is our artistic director, whom you all talked last summer, I believe.
Yeah. You're not working with Mindy anymore. Did that not work out? I mean...
No, it worked out just fine, but we have sort of a standing agreement with the company that the two of us will not be artistically engaged in a production at the same time. It makes family life pretty tough.
I bet. Notes 24/7, that would be bad. Yeah, I can only imagine.
Yeah. Yes, you can only imagine.
Well, I can
really
only
more,
imagine.
It's really more about one or the other of us being available for the kids, you know, it's
hard yeah.
when you're both tied up in production. So.
Oh, that will do it, too.
Yeah, eventually they'll be old enough and we'll be able to work together again, which will be cool.
Nice. Awesome. Well, Tom, thanks as always for letting us know what's going on and staying in touch. And congratulations on some awesome work out there.
Thank you so much. We're excited and we're just going to keep on growing from here. So I hope to talk to you guys again soon. Good luck.
We'll definitely do that. See ya.
Plan on it. Thanks.
Right. If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show like I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
So thanks to Tom. Thank you, Tom.
Yes, thank you, Tom.
And thanks for taking the time out, and because it sounds like they're busy over there.
Yeah.
And you know, new theater and painting walls. And
yeah, the sod's got to be a real difficult task.
Yeah. Kind of limits their set, too, though, I mean, if they're going to keep it permanent.
Yeah.
I didn't ask him that question. I should have asked him if they're going to keep it permanent proof.
Yeah.
I mean, it does allow for some really cool stuff, but, you know.
Yeah, mowing and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, you got to upkeep and...
Yeah. You got to aerate every once in a while.
Which might be really rough on the place of the theater. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll ask him about that next time I talk to him.
Yeah, you do that.
I will. Congratulations, though, to Atlantic Stage on the new space. And,
That sounds exciting. And it sounds really cool, the partnership that they worked out there. I mean, that's really great
for
it's that
awesome.
Area.
Awesome. And
that's cool.
Yeah, for everybody involved, it's not like it's perfect. So check them out at Atlantic Stage at the website. You can find it at inexplicabledumbshow.com, and the link will be there. Hey, we'll see you.
Bye.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.